Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here on The Place for Answers. I'm going to explain how progesterone creams could trigger Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroiditis. Now, how I found this out is over the last year, I've seen several women in menopausal age, actually even women as young as 40 and 30, using progesterone creams. And understand, when I see these women and they're coming in for low thyroid symptoms, I get a complete medical history where I kind of look at their timeline of what's been happening to them over the last, 10, 15, 20, even 30 years. And it's very interesting. I began noticing that in many of these women, probably at least 40% of the total number of women I'm seeing, have in their history a negative reaction or a worsening of their symptoms when they were prescribed progesterone creams. Now, why were they prescribed progesterone creams? Well, they were probably having different kinds of hormonal symptoms. And a lot of doctors, I feel, write prescriptions for progesterone creams very easily without much thought. But the problem with progesterone is if that person has Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroiditis, progesterone can worsen that autoimmune attack. And I'll explain that in just a second. The second thing is if they have the genes for Hashimoto's but aren't expressing the full Hashimoto's attack, that progesterone cream could be the last push that puts them over the edge. So let me explain the first situation. What progesterone basically does is improve or increase thyroid hormone production. And if you've got Hashimoto's, that's not a good thing. I'll kind of back up for a second. In Hashimoto's, what has happened is your immune system has mistakenly targeted your thyroid gland and is killing it. That's sending T cells in and they're destroying the follicles. And in your thyroid gland, what it's attacking is two things: thyroid peroxidase or thyroglobulin. Now, without going too deep into the science, really what's happening is this. Your body uses thyroglobulin to bind the little thyroid hormones before they're released into circulation. Thyroid peroxidase is what's used to make T4, okay? So in Hashimoto's, you're actually attacking those enzymes. You're attacking your ability to make thyroid hormones, which is why ultimately you become hypothyroid. And you have symptoms like depression, hair loss, high cholesterol, infertility, low libido, dry skin, fatigue, mental sluggishness. That's what happens. Your gland is attacked and destroyed, and you can't make thyroid hormones. While progesterone fits in, is if you take progesterone and you've got Hashimoto's, what you're doing is you're going to stimulate your thyroid gland to become more active, and basically you're going to fan the flames of that autoimmune attack. Now, what that shows up as is you could have more fatigue, more hair loss, more depression. You could have a worsening of the symptoms that you thought you were treating, because a lot of hormonal symptoms and thyroid symptoms kind of overlap. So a lot of women go into a doctor's office, be it an acupuncturist or a medical doctor or whoever, complaining of symptoms like depression, hair loss, etc., and the doctor thinks that that person has a hormonal problem, such as a progesterone or estrogen problem, and they willy-nilly give them these creams or oral progesterone, and then the symptoms get worse. If the symptoms get worse, that's a pretty good sign the person probably doesn't have a hormonal problem, like a sex hormone problem. What they've got is a thyroid problem, and it's probably Hashimoto's. Now, that's that scenario, okay? It's like fanning the flames. Now, the second scenario is if you don't already have the expression of Hashimoto's, meaning Hashimoto's is a genetic condition, and you can harbor the genes for 20, 30, 40 years, and they don't turn on and start that attack on your thyroid gland until a certain unlucky set of circumstances happens. And the three most common times in a woman's life where Hashimoto's gets turned on is puberty, pregnancy, and perimenopause. And those are three times in our life where there's surges of these hormones, particularly progesterone. Now, perimenopause and menopausal symptoms are what really get women prescribed these progesterone creams. So those women are the most at risk for having this Hashimoto's interaction. Now, if you don't already have the expression of it, what progesterone can do is stimulate the production of your thyroid gland and your thyroid peroxidase so much that you get of triggering of Hashimoto's, which is a very unfortunate situation, but I've seen it a lot over the last year. I've seen easily 20, 30 cases of it, and it's not something that you should be taking if you have Hashimoto's, most likely. So here's what my takeaway is this. If you've got Hashimoto's, really think twice about progesterone. And if you've taken progesterone in the past and it's made your low thyroid symptoms worse, then that's your first big clue that what you probably have is Hashimoto's. You need to find someone that can help you deal with that, someone that understands exactly what I've been teaching you about today.